You know, it's awful funny how when you catch the narcissist cheating, right? You know they're going to be cheated on. You know they're going to be cheated on. It's just a matter of time. And then when they get cheated on, they try to come back. They always try to come back and say, I was wrong. And you say, I wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole. I wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole. Liar. Think about a cheater has to be a liar. And if they're a liar, they're a murderer. A cheater has to be a liar. And if they're a liar, they are a murderer in heart. Who can live with a murderer? Because a murderer is a psychopath. They're not loyal to anything, not even their own self. Now think about that. I want you to really think about this. The cheater is not loyal to anything, not even themselves. You got a society now that's so upside down, they'll go into a covenant marriage and they'll put their mama first. Or they'll go into marriage and they'll put their boss before their husband. They go into a marriage and they put their animals before their significant other. They put their animals before the human that they're in a covenant relationship with. A promise, an agreement, covenant, agreement, law. And they break it. They break it and they go think the grass is greener on the other side. They get some new green grass. And then they get cheated on or lied to or betrayed or whatever. Because it has to happen. This is a universe of reciprocal. If you're a liar and a cheater, you're going to be lied to and cheated on because you think you can get by with it. You deceive yourself, and guess what? If you're deceiving yourself, you're going to be deceived. If you can't see this, the importance of a truther, somebody who's real and genuine, and you go and pick and you choose to be fake yourself, what are you going to reflect back? Fake. If you are a criminal, what are you going to reflect back? Criminals. Birds of a feather flock together. They're so dumb, they don't even know what's going on in life. They think they can get over on people because they're not in guru status. They're in 3D land, 3D Plato land. Because once you hit the 5D mindset, the mind of Christ, you realize when you look at somebody else, you're looking at a different version of yourself. You're looking at yourself. When you look at another human, you're looking at yourself. And you hurt other people, you hurt yourself. When you love other people, it means you love yourself. So they hurt you because they don't even love themselves. And it's going to backfire, and they're so blind, they're still in the 3D matrix, that they're going to keep running to it. They're going to keep the same cycle going over and over because 3D is nothing but cycles. Until you get born again and leave the 3D into 5D, you're going to stay in the cycle. Are you dumb? Are you just plain out dumb? Really? We can see the future before it happens when we get born again and start to meditate on the truth, and we see the fractal hologram, we see the time is just, every day's the same, and the same life lessons, what your mom and daddy and grandparents and your, everybody goes through the same. And here's what's going to happen. Because they're lying to themselves, they're lying to you, they've been lied to, they're cheating on themselves, they're cheating on you, they're cheating on they're disrespecting their own body, their own morals, they break their own moral code, and they still want to blame it on somebody else. They broke their own moral code, but they have to blame somebody else. And then when somebody breaks the moral code on them, they're mad at them. So they break their own moral code and think they can go back and fix something. No, you burned it all down. If you didn't, the other person's going to burn it down for you. You must be born again. So it's sad when you see these people, you know they're going to hell. They live in hell. They live in a 3D hell, lying and cheating and conniving and murdering their heart and bitterness and envy and strife. They live in a 3D hell, so you know where they're going? To hell. Because what you're living here is where you're going. The born-again saints have love, joy, peace, goodness, meekness, temperance, faith. They're honest, they're loyal, they're dependable. They tell you the truth. They're real. The saved people are real. And if they do lie, they admit it. If they do cheat, they will admit it. They won't lie about it. They'll say, I'm sorry, I cheated. I don't know what happened. I got pulled in. You can have the house, you can have the kids, you can have everything. If they make a mistake, they're going to go wise up to it, you know? They're going to wise up to it. It's wild. When you really step into the mind of Christ, the way you treat others is the way you treat yourself. And the way you treat yourself is the way you treat others. The reason you cheat, because you cheat on yourself. The reason you're in a Jerry Springer reality is because you are Jerry Springer. The reason you've got people around you who are thieves is because you're a thief. The reason you're surrounded by liars and haters is because you're a hater. The reason nobody likes you is because you don't like anybody else. You have to pretend to win them over. Instead of being yourself, you're a fake person. You're fake. You're fake. You're fake. You're fake. You're fake. You're not even real. That's the sad part. And you love money more than you love the heart. You love money and outward show and people pleasing because you want to have an advantage because you're greedy inside. And the Bible talks about what happens to greedy people. God hates a greedy person. You're so greedy and selfish and disloyal because you're disloyal to your own self. You worship the creation instead of the creator. You've run from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And it's sad that I have to say that, because if I say God, some people worship Satan and think that's God. You run away from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of the universe, the God of all creation, and you think you're God, and God gives you strong delusions. He sends you into strong delusions and reprobate minds where you don't even know how to get back to God because you've destroyed your own heart. Your heart is so hard that you can't take a hammer or even a sledgehammer to break it open. And the troubles and the pain and the suffering, you want to blame it on somebody else, and you can never look in the mirror and say, woe is me. You have a string, a pattern. You have a stronghold, a pattern, a bloodline pattern, a culture pattern of lies and cheating and drinking and drugging and playing games. And you never fell down on your face and said, Lord, I'm sorry, save me. You need to go to God first and get forgiveness till you go ask somebody else for forgiveness. Liars and cheaters and con artists and Delilahs and Jezebels and scorners and murderers and cheaters. I said that one already, but I'm saying it again. Thieves. Did I say thieves? Drunkards. Lazy. Selfish. The greatest among you is a servant. Selfish, short-sighted person you are. You don't have any insight. You're not spiritual. You're just a Jerry Springer flesh creature, and you wouldn't know love if it hits you in the face. You wouldn't know truth if somebody's embodying love and truth and walks up to you and marries you. They're full of love and truth for you, and you don't even recognize it because you're full of hate and lies and deceit, because that's all you know your whole life. And somebody walks up who embodies the truth, and you're embodying the lies. It's in your body. It's built into your body. It's built into your actions and your words and your cursing and your lying and your cheating. You're embodying the devil. You are the devil. You've embodied the devil. You've actually received the spirit of the devil, the lying and the murdering devil, and you've actually embodied the devil. And you think you're righteous. That's, they call good evil and evil good. That's the end days, people. It's the end days. And they're sitting there in their little air conditioning room and office and all, and their heart is miserable, and they don't have any peace, and they got to drink, and they got to take a Valium and a Xanax, and they got to go do this, and they can't sit in the park and watch the birds and sit at the lake and chill, because they got to be doing something all the time because they're running from their conscience. Their conscience is bothering them. They're running, and they don't know where to run. Except to some other liar and cheater just like them who will put up with them for 30 days and then they'll get tired of them and kick them out because they kick each other out. It's ridiculous. It never ends. And it's so sad. And the sad part is, you tell them the gospel. You must be born again. Not of works. Nothing you do. Nothing you do. It's only Jesus. Nothing you do can save yourself. The only thing you can do is believe on Jesus, appropriate His righteousness by faith. Lord, come into my heart and save me. Today, I receive you and I believe and I want to be saved. I want to be born again. I want to go to heaven. Lord, save me. I'm in a pickle. I'm in a situation that I never thought I'd be in. Save me, Lord. I never thought I'd break my own moral code. See, that's how God catches you. This is how the world system works. It pulls you down further and further and further. And God knows you don't want to follow His. He knows you can't follow the Ten Commandments. Because He says, if you break one, you break them all. So He's waiting for you to break your own moral code. I would never do that. Those people are evil. I would never be like them. And He's waiting for you to break your own moral code, and then you can see your sin. And then maybe you can get saved.